Blog Talk Radio.
To God be the glory. I'm O.W. Prince, and this is your real illuminating moment. How would you like to have your enemy narrate your story to support her deception and utter destruction of your children and of your loved ones? Well, God forbids us from associating him with the works of Satan and from relating to him like the lost children of Satan relates to their man-made gods. I overheard a Charlie Brown show where the lies of Christmas were narrated to include the scripture account of Jesus' earthly arrival as being the very first Christmas. Where is that written in the Holy Scriptures that Jesus' birth was also designated as the very first Christmas? They are liars. It was told in a very beautiful and eloquent way with soft sentimental music and a very innocent child's voice, but it's still a lie and a severe violation of Yahweh's law and a crafty deception of Satan and her religious Christian constructs. I find it offensive and sacrilegious for anyone, church, pastor, preacher, pope, bishop, minister, or believer, to display the idolatrous paraphernalia of Christmas trees, figurines, and decorations and associate those things with my holy Savior who suffered, bled, and died an unimaginable, horrible death for our salvation. How dare they associate my Lord with their ignorant paganism and unrighteousness? Repent! I believe that I'm speaking out of the righteous indignation of the Holy Spirit, who has been grieved by the apparent willful apostasy of those whom Yehoshua came to save. Now, you don't owe me anything. You are not my employer, and you don't control my life. But by God's grace, I stopped preaching under the Christian church rule and politics long ago. I cannot be bought because I'm already paid for by the blood of Yehoshua HaMashiach. Thank you, God. No one can hire and control whom Yahweh has saved, called, sent, and empowered by his Holy Spirit. No Christian institution has the authority or divinity to tell God or any of his messengers what to preach, how to preach, or to shut up. Satan has tricked many would-be saints into prostituting themselves out to churches and to religious organizations and to serve them. But I serve Yahweh, and him alone do I answer to. Pastoring doesn't require any of the things that Christian churches and institutions have required for their subjects and their slaves and their concubines. But real pastoring requires the Holy Spirit of Yahweh and not an academic title, degree, or man-made ordination service with a bunch of kiss-behind sinners congratulating each other on how well they lie and hypocrite. You don't have to like anything that I've shared with you today, although I pray that you consider it for your edification, if not for your salvation. However, there is one whom you will have to answer to regarding why you didn't heed the warnings that he sent to you through his servants who told you to repent of Christmas and all of the pagan feast days and false Sabbath. And your prideful hearts and self-righteous Christianity and sentimental rhetoric will not save you from the wrath and judgment of God. Repent! If you love somebody, you will stand up for them. You will be annoyed by anyone who disrespects them. You are angered by anyone who hurts them. And you will defend them with everything that you have. However, Christianity and her Christians are cowards and have allowed Satan and her children to continue to treat Yahweh as a common thing and disrespect his sovereignty and holiness without challenge or rebuke. Again, I say to us, repent. I'm O.W. Prince, and this has been your real illuminating moment. And as always in parting, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Life hurts, but God heals. Keep looking up.